Vedevo la squadra, la mazzana, come si deve controllare. The reading of the first Sunday of the blessed month of Bevan is about the birth of where the Lord raised the son of the widow of Nain. And this was given to us in order to show how the Lord is able. And what we can see in this, that he came and drew near to this grieving mother and comforted his heart. Of course, the son that he raised is going to die once more. But this was given to us in order to show that the Lord is able and he is the one who can raise everyone from death. The people who witnessed the miracle, they concluded saying that a great prophet has risen up among us and God has visited his people. This is a great testimony where the people already witnessed this great miracle, and then we all testify, a great prophet is risen among us today, and God has visited his people. The question is, where does this people go? Everyone has an impression, and we all go to this. Then what happened after all? How does people react after all? Those people are like us. When we read the Bible, or we have an encounter with the Lord Christ, sometimes our heart moves with godly fear, and we testify that God is good and he is able. But the issue is how many of us will keep this experience and make use of it. People react differently after some time. Time is the test to work. If this is going to be something that we will live with it, or will be something that we just witness one day and that's all. Let us see how people today have done after the miracle. Group of them, they will calculate upon what happened. They will rethink about it, and maybe they say that maybe there is something that's not as exactly as we saw it. Maybe this boy never died at all. Maybe he failed them. So they will try to underestimate what happened in order that this will justify themselves why I am not going to follow this man who made this miracle. Like reading the Bible, and then after we feel this move towards that, I believe in this, I want to follow it with the fullness of my heart, sit and come and whisper in my ears, and tell me, maybe this never happened. Maybe this miracle is an exaggeration. Maybe actually Jesus never existed at all. So after some time of reading, allowing these seeds of doubt to grow, then the whole issue is done. The Bible is not anymore the book that can move my heart, because I look to the Bible from above. And I listen to the criticism of the Bible more than I live with the word of truth in it. This is a kind of a group of people who react in this way. Like us sometimes when we doubt if God is able, did it really happen? Is God truly can move mountains? Did he really fit 5,000 men? These kind of questions that sit and whisper to our ears. As he did with Eve, when he asked her, did truly God say that don't eat anything? Don't believe that if you eat, you will die. No, if you will eat, you will be as great as him. That's why he doesn't want you to eat. The seed of doubt can take from our heart the fear of God and make the whole experience with no benefit. Another group will be excited about the miracle and will follow the Lord Christ until he stumbles at the cross. They will see him on the cross, and then they will rethink about it. Why he was not able to save himself? Why this man here, we see him failing? Why he is going to surrender to this weakness and this kind of humiliating death? The cross will be the stumbling block for them and for us sometimes. We are excited to follow the Lord as much as we can do miracles, as much as we can raise the dead, But whenever we are tested to the cross, sometimes a lot of us, our heart pains, and we re-question if God really wants us to bear this. If this cross truly I have to carry it on my shoulder, does it mean that because I follow God that I have to bear a cross? Wow! I maybe want to have God, the one who always glorifies, the one who always does miracles, but not the one who must request me that I will be accepting the cross of my life. The excitement about the Lord requires sometimes existed in our hearts when we are facing the cross, an affliction, a tribulation. By this time, then our sincerity in our faith will be tested. We should not be thinking that I'm following the Lord to see a sign. It's between me and Him as much as He can solve my problems, as much as He can bless my life and give me what I want, then as much I need to follow Him. This will eventually end one day as a stumbling block, as stumbling struck our lives into the cross, where many people turn away from following the Master. Another group will believe, but after a while, they lose focus and they get tired. Like when we hear something about the impact and importance of prayer. And one time maybe we stand and we are moved with like feelings of what was done when we pray. The issue here is not to start, the issue is to continue. Many people follow the Lord at the beginning, after He gave the 5,000 men. All those people followed Him, but after some time, they got tired. Should I do this every single day? Why I should be doing this all the time? Can't I, like, move between here and there, following Him for some time, and enjoying the blessed Lord for another time? This issue about lacking consistency make us sometimes forget all about the Son. No, I'm tired of following. I have to do this every day? Can I give myself a break from following God? This kind of duality that comes to our heart will lead us eventually that we will not be able to continue to the end. We all get excited with experience with God, but how much are we willing to be consistent in the relationship? This is a true question. Another group will handle the matter on the level of communicating news. They will call each other and they will start telling the story. Did you know what happened? So and so and so. Communicating the news is not going to change the life of anyone. But also, when we feel as servants in the church, as a priest, that my whole job is to communicate news. It's to tell the people what happened, but when it comes to really living the true life, maybe I will think, do I have to do this? I read my part, I just let everyone know. This is what we read the Bible, only for the sake of letting other people know. This is good, but this is not enough. In order for this experience to be truly genuine and redeemed from, it has to be translated into a little lifestyle. It has to change something. Every liturgy that I come and I don't go out after the liturgy, asking myself what needs to change, what did I benefit from today, what is going to be deleted from my life and what's going to be added, and then I don't benefit anything. Communicating God as just a person in a fairy tale, in a story, is what needs to change the life of anyone. Coming to the church, going back, just remembering what happened, who did what. Today, the microphone was not working in the church. This is the news of the day. This is not what we are here for. We are here to change, and God will change us from Him, and we respond to Him after we come back from Him, from the church. We are not coming here to witness and see what's going on. We are here to take the Lord Christ with us when we go back home. Because we enjoy His presence in His house, then we will not Him unless we take Him by the hand and we go with Him to our home and we submit our lives to Him. This is truly how we benefit from the experience, not just on the level of sophisticating you. The last group who will keep following the Lord, they will understand what happened. They are not going to ask Him for another sign. They witness His power and His might and what He can do, and this is enough. We trust His love. We trust that He is able, and those people will go and their lives will change, not only themselves, but they also will be able to change the life of others. Their trust in the Lord doesn't need to be tested every day. I don't want Him to do me a similar miracle in order to trust that He is able. I want you to question if He is sympathizing with me or not. I witness this happily. He came with the compassion to this widow, and He drew near and He touched the cup. Yes, maybe He didn't do it with another person, but He still knew how He felt, what He is after. Everything is within a plan that God is tailoring for everyone's salvation. This is enough, and this will give me the enough support to follow the Lord to the end of my life. The question is to all of us. How will we react after we hear the news about Him? How our life will change after we experience Him? He will not let anyone of lack and fear. He will come to everyone in order that everyone of us will be able to face and see how He is good. The difference between those who continue and those who fall short is how much I'm going to give this experience in, how much I'm going to make use of it. Let us see all among those who witness and testify and live to the end of their lives committed to the one who came to raise us from the dead. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.